It's the Pat and JT Podcast.
Pat and JT Podcast.
It's Pat and JT on Twitter, Instagram, and also on Facebook. You can hit us up there. You can email us, hey@patandjt.com. That's it.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening.
Okay, you sound weird.
I do?
Yeah, you sounded weird there for just a second. Not weird enough we need to start over, though. It's okay.
Okay. Okay. God forbid, I don't want to sound any more weird than I normally do.
It's acceptable. It's an acceptable level of weird.
We've already got the title for today's podcast, too. Acceptable level of weird.
Big thank you to Centris Federal Credit Union. They're there for you if you have idle money. They say idle money doesn't make sense. They're having fun with puns this morning. But if you do have extra cash that can be maybe set aside to grow a little bit, it could be a really great time to do that. And they have some fantastic certificates, a variety of certificate options, actually, that can really make sense for your financial goals. And they would love to show you this information and explain how it works. Of course, you can also just jump online. Very user-friendly, federally insured NCUA.
CentrisFCU.org and 402-334-7000.
Okay, so what was I going to say? Oh, two things, because I know we were talking about stuff to watch this last weekend because you checked out Wendy Williams, and I had a couple of things on Netflix, but there was a show, I think, was it on Netflix? No, I don't think it was. It's called I Survived.
Oh,
have you seen that TV show before?
Yeah.
I think there's either a new season or something. I can't remember what it is, but it's like there's three stories going on simultaneously, and they flip between the three.
Very well done.
Crazy good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
I know some of those stories are like cannot believe that somebody survived it. Some of them are like, okay, I get it, but other ones like, I don't know how did that happen? How did you live?
And how they can sit there and tell the story.
Mm-hmm.
Just and honestly be able to tell the story and not just stop and be like, God, did that can't be real. Did that really happen to me? I mean, I think one of the girls had said something about anytime I talk about it, she says, I feel like I'm just telling it in third person about someone else.
Yeah. You probably have to almost like disassociate from it in order to process it. You almost have to.
Absolutely crazy. Can you hear that?
Oh, just a little bit. Is that somebody outside trying to get in?
She's in the other room.
Oh,
that's Bella.
Oh,
she just ran through.
God, sound like a passing train.
She's hunting right now.
Yeah.
And so what she usually ends up doing is she either grabs a sock or she takes one of Teddy's sweaters and then carries it around the house.
I love when the cats meow with something in their mouth. It sounds like it sounds sad. It sounds like, oh my gosh, they need help. But no, they don't. We had a little.
They bring it to you and set it down on the floor and then start meowing at you like.
And I saw a meme the other day of that, and it was like a short little video, and it's like every time I bring you something, you throw it. I'm giving this to you. You're a jerk.
Yeah. They're trying to teach us something, and we're not getting it. Apparently,
we had a little cat incident in the house yesterday. We bought some bird seed at Walmart over the weekend, a couple big bags, and one of them was sitting in the basement and just hadn't put it into storage yet. And yesterday morning, apparently Addie didn't like the smell of it because she peed all over it. And now everyone in the house except Beth has peed someplace not in the bathroom, me included. And so now Addie did. Molly did once. Addie did. So apparently she didn't like the bird seed or doesn't like us feeding birds. One of the two.
I think that's probably it. There's nothing good can come from you being nice to the birds.
No.
It's like you can't befriend the bird. Bella, she's on a she's getting ready to knock something off. She's edging it, and then she looks over at me. Edging it. Bella? Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I think she's deaf. I don't know why I even say her name. Hold on.
No, she's not deaf. She's just a cat.
Hold on. I got to move her. Oh, my God.
Get down. Go. Thank you. Oh, my God.
So, anyway. other stuff. Hilarious yesterday. I saw a post, somebody post on Facebook and said something about what year did Facebook start?
It was like 2007, 8, 6, 7, 8, something like that.
That would make sense. Then it would be about right. Cause I'm like, dang, I was right in the middle of this when this happened. But it said, I've been here since 2009. I've been here so long. I remember when this was all farmland.
Yeah.
And hello, Farmville.
Hello, Farmville. Yeah.
And so then there's this long conversation. And then I saw a couple other people also had reposted that same thing. Not necessarily people that I know, but like people that showed up in my timeline for whatever reason. They were suggested, but whatever. And, the conversation's hilarious about stupid Farmville. That did you know there's a Farmville freaking 3 that came out like a couple years ago?
Oddly, no, that's not in my algorithm.
I had no idea. It's still happening. I mean, I like Park the Tractor a long time ago. But somebody had posted, they said, here's what it says here. They posted the different levels of Farmville that you love. You get experience levels, right? That you pass certain milestones.
Yeah.
So when you make a certain amount of money or have a certain amount of points, you can buy different seeds, animals, buildings, decorations, mm-hmm. or trees.
Right.
And if you're Farmville, or if you're a farmer from Farmville, you remember all this stuff. And I'm looking through this. I'm like, holy crap. I only made it to like level 13, 12.
Man.
I think I remember getting the red tractor and I remember the wheelbarrow.
Absolutely ridiculous conversation, by the way.
And I know, right? Here's the kicker, 70 levels.
And you 70. got to 13?
I think I
thought you like dominated.
I thought I did too.
Heck no. you're a, what did that call, a hot kit farmer, hobby farmer? You're not even
hobby
farmer.
My tractor was a Cub Cadet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know. And now I'm like, I don't even know who I am. I thought I was
you need to go back
it.
In. You need to go back in. Back to the farm.
They also said that the farms, apparently to Farmville 1, has been shuttered, which is what I was on, Farmville 1. So there's been a 2 and a 3. There was a Farmville 1, and then 2 was like in 12, 13. And then 3 just came out a couple years ago. It was like a 10-year break, and then Farmville 3 came out.
I think you should dip your toe.
What's that?
You should dip your toe back in it.
I'm afraid to almost, because Farmville 1, they had to shutter it because of the flash players that were used.
Oh my God, I forgot about flash players.
So you wouldn't be able to access it anymore.
Oh my gosh.
Because it wasn't, I don't know. Yeah. So anyway, everything I owned is gone. So,
well, yeah, it's been sold at auction because they thought you bolted. You'd left an abandoned farm.
Eminent domain, I'm sure.
Your farm is a mall right now, probably.
It's a highways running through it.
I started playing Toon Blast again. I got really frustrated with Toon Blast because I got to levels that I couldn't pass. And finally, I broke the seal and just on a terror. And I'm up like probably 1,500 levels in the last 6 months. So, yeah, Beth and I, we won the team tournament this weekend. And now you get to talk about levels, right? So
yeah.
I was at like level 3,000, something like that. And when I got back in, let me see what level I'm on now. 4,526. But let's see my team.
Is there a name for the levels? Is there like a title for each level, or is it just
levels that are called an episode, which is like the factory, the farm, whatever like that. But this is just level 4,000, whatever it was. But I'm looking on my team.
Yeah.
The highest level that somebody on the team is 9,051. And which is insane to me, but I can see where they do it. Beth said 9,005, which is hot. I can see where they do it. Cause when you get to a certain level, if people don't know Toon Blast, this is going to sound stupid. They're going to be like, unsubscribe.
I got more Farmville notes coming up. Go ahead.
Unsubscribe. The little disco ball, like when you would get two disco balls together, it would wipe the whole screen. Well, now when you get to a certain level, you get a disco. If you pass 10 levels in a row, then you get the magic disco ball. And the magic disco ball by itself, if you pair it with an arrow, it not only turns like it, almost every block turns into an arrow. It's magical. And then the bomb, same thing. And then if you get two disco balls together, it clears everything and goes back down and spins again and clears everything again. Double wipe. So that's why you can clear so many levels so fast.
Yeah.
And one of our top members, Ryan, his name is Ryan Loco. He's a photographer that we work with. I remember the day that I got him hooked on Toon Blast. We were in Las Vegas for a shoot and we were going through getting burgers at a taco place. Del Taco. They had best burgers ever. Mm-hmm. So we're going through the drive-thru, and I'm playing. He's like, what are you playing? I go, oh, it's Toon Blast. You should join my team. And he joined it right there, and now he's in level 9013, and he is a photographer for, not WWF, but the other big wrestling federate, like huge. He was just at an event, 15, 16,000 people. He's the photographer. Mm-hmm. During commercial breaks, he blasts tunes.
He missed the best picture of the whole event because he was going, he was leveling up.
But he, that's all that matters. But he is one of our top performers, and he is committed
to only you could get justice. Paid for this shit.
Right? I know.
So okay, back to the Farmville levels real quick, because there are names for each one of the levels. So when you first start off, you're a field hand, right? Mm-hmm. And you work your way up. So I had worked my way up to approximately farming wizard Jolly Rancher was about where I was at.
Okay.
So when you get to the very top, though, that's when you start becoming... like you get the hay roller, the farming Whoa. Virtuoso, then finally purple ribbon farmer, county fair champ, state fair champ, and ultimately the world fair champ.
Whoa.
That's level 70. Yeah.
And that's in Farmville 3, the 70 levels, or that was one.
That this started at the beginning. So I think that because once you get past like level 36, you can't get any really new seeds or trees or sheds or anything like that. Buildings, animals, you've got everything. I don't know how you... So then I imagine it's just a matter of expanding. I don't know. Yeah. Buying more land, buying more property, expanding your square.
Buy dirt.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's got to be... I heard some people talking about just the most absurd conversation about having so many fields that some they just leave them empty, and it's like, why would you leave it empty? Why don't you do so? I just like the green. I'm like, oh my god, this is the aesthetics. Are you kidding me? This is where you're supposed to be accumulating, grow your herd, get your buy another tractor. I don't know, do something. Corporate farming. I'm not sure how that works on Farmville, but he just like leaves his fields fallow just because it's good for the land. I don't know. It's just
the state program that pays him to keep him green. Yeah.
He gets subsidies.
Yeah.
So there's a government subsidy level. There's probably the one, preservation level. If you just leave it natural, you get extra money. I don't know. Yeah, it is insane. So Farmville is still alive and well.
Well, that's good.
I'm afraid to check it out. I'm tempted, but I haven't yet. I just saw that and it just kind of brought back so many memories.
Yeah.
Of me when the first time I literally bought, I paid money for credits because I just like, it's so close. And I just wanted that, whatever it was. I literally spent hours doing digital freaking chores when I grew up actually doing the chores that I didn't want to do.
Probably because subconsciously it's like I can actually feel like I'm still doing it, but I don't have to actually exert myself at all. I'm giving back to my community, but I don't have to get off the couch.
And some people pay to do digital chores.
Yeah. I don't get it. But then you look and you think it's a buck or whatever. Like I could get a bag of seeds for 99 cents. I mean, like, and then I could that I take the back. Five, when I first started Toon Blast, I spent 99 cents on something. Mm-hmm. And then got verbally shamed by Beth. So I've never done it again. But I'm thinking, okay, if I can pass this level right here, it's for 99 cents. It will set up, because I know I can get past the next levels. It'll set up my whole weekend because I can just sit there and blast mindlessly. It's this one freaking level that pisses me off. And my mental, I can't think of it.
Your mental state?
My mental state. Yeah. My mental state is worth a positive mental state worth a buck.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I'm right there with you because I'm like, I don't want to go hire five more field hands to go clean my fields.
No.
And this, all I want is to buy that tractor and then I can do it myself. And
like, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to go look because I'm afraid it'll ruin me. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, make sure. Yeah. Think about it before you actually do it. But I think one of these days it's going to be a dark Friday night. You're going to have a couple too many pops and you're going to dive right back into Farmville.
15 years later, you think you're over it. You're not.
No. It's the demon, the dragon.
Yeah, it's in there. So thanks for reminding me of that, rando guy on Facebook.
That's so funny.
So anyway, that's so now you know what I'm gonna be doing. So it's gonna be, I'm gonna be short on stories the next few days if I do this. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I'll let you know what happens.
Okay. Oh, that was funny.
All right. Okay. So other than that, yeah.
We're good.
Good. Cheers.
Yeah. All right. You guys, thanks for listening. I don't know what that was, but thank you for listening to it anyway. Rate, review, subscribe, download Farmville, promo code JT. Have a good one.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Huda Media production.